Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Glorious, Exciting, Good Plan of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Psalm 35:27, are you there? 35:27. Tell me what it says. Let them what? Shout for joy and be glad. Look at your neighbor, help them out, say, be glad. Be glad, brother. Be glad, sister. Be glad. I got a word from the Lord. Be glad. There is gladness in these words, aren't there? I mean, it just when you hear it, it hits you and it makes you want to be glad. But if the word of the Lord comes to you, be glad, and you refuse to be glad, then what's the problem? Well, you don't know what kind of trouble I got. The Bible said the trouble you got is common to man. Same, all our brethren throughout the world are experiencing the same trials and tribulations. Bible says so. So it's not true. Problem is you're rebellious. It's just a fact. When the Lord says be glad, and you say, well, I'm not going to be glad. What else can it be? I mean, you can make it all kind of things, and you can explain it 90 different ways, but it boils down to the simple fact that he told you to do something, and you said no. It is written, Jehovah God, creator of the heavens and the earth, said, be glad. Be glad. He said it. Be glad. Didn't he say be glad? Be glad. I'm about there. Boy, I'm glad I came tonight. Am I reading the Bible, saints? Am I reading the Bible? Huh? I didn't write this. You didn't write this. Psalm 35:27. What does it say? Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause, and let them say something all the time. Let them say something continually. Say what? Let the Lord be magnified who really enjoys, has pleasure in prospering us. You're supposed to say it all the time. All the time. Let the Lord be magnified who enjoys blessing me, prospering all his people. Well, no wonder you'd be glad. No wonder you'd be happy. No wonder you'd be shouting. Be glad. Be glad. Be glad. Be glad. Help me out.
Be glad.
Be glad. He said, be glad. What did he say?
Be glad.
Be. And we're not disobedient. We're not rebellious. No. The Lord tells us to be glad. What's going to happen? Tell me what's going to happen. You're going to see some glad boys and girls. Is that right? The Lord says, be glad. It's glad time. Be glad. Be glad. Be glad. Be glad. That's how God talks. Light And it was. And it is. The creation knows how to respond to the Creator. And so should we. How many know when the Creator says, be glad, there ought not be any hesitation or hum-hawing around or explaining or asking questions. There ought to just be a whole lot of gladness. Somebody's getting free tonight. And all you got to do is be glad. I know it sounds so simple, but think about it. If you're hurting in your body, if you got piles of bills, if you've had all kind of trouble with your spouse or with your kids or on your job, and yet you choose to be glad, that alone proves you believe something. It proves you have faith in the goodness of your God and in the goodness of His plan, and that no matter what's going on, you believe you're coming out. You believe you're coming out. So you just go ahead and be glad right now before you see anything. Ha, 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 ha. Woo. Oh, hallelujah. I believe this is pleasing to the Lord. Don't you? You know obedience pleases Him. You know faith pleases Him. This is the obedience of faith. And we know it pleases Him. You know a bunch of sad sack, sour face folks in a church. That's not going to please the Lord. And He's proclaiming His word to them, and they're sitting there, and He can't get them excited about anything, which means He can't get them to believe He is. No excitement, no gladness, means no faith. Means without faith and without hope. Oh, but friend, if you'll shout while the walls are still up, while they're still... Glory to God! Glory to God! Glory to God! It proves you believe the word of the Lord. It proves you don't believe those walls can keep you out of the blessing God has given you. Can't keep you out. Those symptoms cannot prevent your healing. Those bills cannot prevent your provision. No. Those sins cannot prevent you from doing the will of God. Because the blood of the Lamb is greater than all your sins. Oh, hallelujah. I've had people say, yeah, but preacher, you don't know what I've done. I said, yeah, and you don't know how powerful the blood is. Doesn't matter what you've done. The blood of the Lamb is greater. And that's why we're glad. Woo, be seated if you can. Tell me what the word of the Lord said. Tell me what the word. Be glad. Whoo. Be glad. Psalm 40. Psalm 40. Verse 16, what did it say? Let all those that seek you You know, this has been 25 years ago, I guess. I was at a church preaching, and bless their hearts, there were two ladies on the front row on the right. They groaned through the entire message. Very distracting. And then I thought, well, you know, maybe that was just something unique to that. Next service, same thing. And this, by this time, I'm quite unhappy with it. Trying to preach here, you know. I mean, groaning. Sad. Finally, I asked the pastor, I said, what's the story on the two ladies? He said, Brother Keith, those are my intercessors. I said, what are they doing? He said, well, they're praying for you. And I had to bite my lip because I almost said, well, I wish they would quit. Somebody said, don't you believe in intercession? I absolutely do. Don't you believe there can be groanings and travails? Absolutely have done it. But that's no excuse for being sad and mourning day in and day out. Something comes on you and your heart's troubled. And you feel like groaning and travailing. Pull aside. Go get in your bedroom. I'm serious. Put your nose in the carpet and pray through to victory and then get up and shout. Come on now and be glad. No. The Bible said the joy of the Lord is our strength. So somebody that's sad all the time, I don't care if they call themselves a prayer, if they're sad all the time, they are weak and ineffectual spiritually. Sure, challenges come, trials come, things come, might bring a tear to your eye, might bring something on your heart, but that's no excuse to live depressed day after day, come on now, week after week. Believe God. Stand your ground. Say your word. Pray through to victory. And shout. 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 And be glad and have your joy and be strong. These are the people that overcome.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Glorious, Exciting, Good Plan of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.